And of course, you've just heard and you already know that we're running out of antibiotics. Bacteria are incredibly multi-drug resistant right now, and that's because all of the antibiotics that we use kill bacteria. So they either pop the bacterial membrane, they make the bacterium so it can't replicate its DNA. We kill bacteria with traditional antibiotics, and that selects for resistant mutants. And so now, of course, we have this global problem in infectious diseases. So we thought, well, what if we could sort of do behavior modifications, just make these bacteria so they can't talk, they can't count, and they don't know to launch virulence. And so that's exactly what we've done, and we've sort of taken two strategies. The first one is we've targeted the intra-species communication system. So we've made molecules that look kind of like the real molecules, which you saw, but they're a little bit different. And so they lock into those receptors and they jam recognition of the real thing. And so by targeting the RED system, what we are able to do is to make species-specific or disease-specific anti-quorum sensing molecules. We've also done the same thing with the pink system. We've taken that universal molecule and turned it around a little bit so that we've made antagonists of the interspecies communication system. And these, the hope is that these will be used as broad spectrum antibiotics that work against all bacteria.